Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Yud Aleph. Nida Yud Aleph, as we continue, we are on Yud Amabez. We will start with the two dots in a minute, but first one Ha'ara. Yesterday we have been talking about the different types of women that are in a chazaka of Misulekas Damim, Mu'uberes, Beinekes, Lohigiyas Manaliros, Zakena, all the different types of women. We spoke about yesterday possibly a woman having both. A woman who was a minek is becoming muberes, and they can be mitzarif to each other. Different types of details brought up. How is that possible? Is it possible the other direction with a lady aveshta v'chulu? Question is, what happens after a woman loses this status? Let's say a woman stops nursing. Let's say a woman, right, does not because she has the baby. The question is, does she have to go back and be choshish for her vestos from the previous stage? Let's say a woman had a vestis kavua for a certain day of the month, and then she became pregnant, and obviously we just said there's no vestis when it comes to during the pregnancy, and we had even a machlokes. Actually, we're going to have a machlokes at the beginning of today's daf. What happens if she does have re'eos during these times? Does that uproot the whole status of Mutsulakas Damim or not? So we will talk about that in a couple of minutes. But the question for now is, what happens when a woman loses this status? Does she automatically have to go back and be choshes for the previous vestos? If she didn't have a vestos kavua, so then she just, then obviously it was uprooted. She has a Vesas Sheita Kavua. One time she had an interval of a certain number, 30 to 33 days. So once you don't have that interval again, then it's uprooted. Or if it's Vesas Sheita Kavua every day of the month, once you have that first month, it's not Choshish anymore. But what about if she has a Vesas Kavua? So that is a major Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Ramban, if you look in the Ravid, first time we get to mention this, the Ravid has a whole sefer on Hilchos Nida called the Bali HaNefesh. The Ramban has a sefer called Hilchos Nida. But the Ravid and the Bali HaNefesh has different... it's all about Hilchos Nida. Shar HaPrisha, Shar Vestis, Shar HaKsamim, Shar HaMayim, which is about Tevila, right? All the different Shar Kedusha, Shar HaPrisha, all the Sharim. In most Bali HaNefesh, this is mine, in the back of it, the Selah HaMachlokes is printed. Selah Machlokes, if you had to guess, anybody would have argued on the Balamar. The Ravid, it would be the Balamar. The Balamar, Rav Zrachi Halevi, he has three or four sets of Svarim where these two Rabbanim from Provence, from southern France, they argue on each other. The most famous set of arguments is on the bottom of the Rif. We have the Balamar and the Ravid there on the bottom of the Rif, where the Balamar argues on the Rif, and the Ravid comes to the defense. That is one machlokas. Then you also have the Kasav Sham, which is a separate sefer that the Ravid has, where he quotes the Balamar, and then he argues on him, and every paragraph starts off with Kasav Sham, it's written there, dot, dot, dot. And then he argues. Here too, Salah Machlokas. You have the, every time the Ravid says something, not every time, but in the back, every simon in the Salah Machlokas quotes, Od Kasav Arav, Od Kasav Arav, Od Kasav Arav, and then he argues. So this is one of the Machlokas. One of the Machlokas is, what happens to a woman after she loses her status of Muchzekes Misulekes Damim, meaning after she finishes her pregnancy, after she finishes her being a Menekes, what is the halacha? So, what many Rishonim hold, the Rashba and the other Rishonim, so the Rashba writes in the Torah Sabayis, that it bring it, and that is it automatically reverts. Right after she loses her status, automatically it reverts back to the previous vestas. That is the most machmer shita. Rovri showed him the Ravid right here in the Ramban in the Hilchos Nida quote that it goes back and it reverts after one re'ia. Once she has a re'ia, doesn't matter when. But once she has some type of re'iyah, then she has to be worried about the previous vestas. Until she has that re'iyah, so she's not totally out of the status of muchzekes, of misulekes damim, but right when she has that re'iyah, then she can go back. And the Balamar in Os Tezvav, right, that is the, I'll just read it to you, Od Kasav Arav, V'lamanu Damazev Rasha Amir La'inyam Eis La'eis, Diluzakena, Meneka, Alma, Vesas, Bimkomo, Omeid, Vidameho, Limkoman, Hein Chosrin, Velonistakim, Menu, El Shaita. They're only gone for a certain amount of time, but once you have that one Re'ia, so then, it goes back to what originally was. Says the, Balamar, the Oda Tam Shasaludvarav, also still quoting the Ravid, Mibesha Kol Hafsaka Sheba Machmas Hagorim, Nistalek Hagorim, Chazar Havesas Limkomo, Vahagorim Lafsakas Mubaris Menekas Mibesha Iverab is Parke Venafsha Chozer Saleha. So, and then once that's removed, and then you have one Re'ia, boom, she's in the state that she was beforehand. And the Balamar is the most Makel Shita. The Balamar says no. Yesh lashav l'dvarav shal harav. Shu medame chazras haveses l'mkoma l'chazras damin l'mkoman. He says, no. He says, once she has such a break, so she's a new woman. And therefore, says the Balamar, it is nekru l'gamrei. And she shouldn't have to be choshashas. So that is a three-way machlokas we've shown him what we hold. So what do we actually hold? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Tes, that was the Simen of Vestos, Lamed Dalin. Kuf Pei Tes, Lamed Dalin, says the Shulchan Aruch, towards the end of the Simen, Meuberes Mishugar Ubro, Meinachal Kol Chavdal Chodesh, Eina Choshesha Leveses Arishon, Afilu Hayal Leveses Kavua. During her pregnancy, during her state of nursing, she does not have to be choshesh for vestas. Even if it's vestas kavua, v'yigia toch hazman hazeh, ein shvicha medika, muteres labayla, afilu shofas v'roz dam ba'os anonos. Even if she sees dam there, we assume that it's a mikre, and this is not vestos. Avru yimeo ibur, v'hahanaka, chozrus lachush levesas arishon. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rashba. If she has a vest beforehand, she's automatically goes back to her original state. Ketzad. Hayala vestas liyamim, im limud al rashi chadashim, choshashas la rosh chodesh rishon, shi pogaspa. Vechei koka yose bazeh. Vechei nedidiv ala vesa guf, vesa zafloga, vechulu. That is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach here is bothered why the Shulchan Aruch is so machmir. Rov rishonim, he says, passing like the Ramban, like the Ravid. You have to have at least one re'iyah. She's pregnant. She was pregnant. Fine. She's not longer pregnant. But you gotta have one re'iyah or by Hanukkah. He says Vatur Kasa b'Maskana b'Shem Ramban Sheda Choseres Ad Shetira Pamachas Umi Shetira Pamachas Choseres L'Vesta Afilu Eina Roa B'Zman Vesta. No matter when the first re'iyah is, even if it's not during the Zman Vest, but still that returns her to her previous state. V'Chein Das Harayvin B'Sefer Bali Nefesh V'Lo Yadati Lo Mehishvan Amachaber Daitam Da Rabim Ninu V'Gam Das Atur Nirakein V'Od Da Vestas Drabanan Shomel LaHakel. So the Shach doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch is so machmir. The Shach holds Lakula. Nobody goes as far as the Balamar. The Balamar says she's a totally new woman, totally nekar. Maybe that can be right by Avesas Sheinu Kavua. But by Avesas Kavua, at least, the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach are more machmir. The Shach says, but she has one Re'iyah, so then she goes back to being in the state that she was earlier. So what happens also? What if a woman has Avesas Kavua and then she takes a pill? In order to, for whatever reason.
She establishes a vest kavua with a pill. Oh,
the vest, that's a good question. A vest kavua with the pill, and then she goes off. So you're asking that she's off to be choshev for the vest kavua. So that's the opposite kind of case. Because by a pregnant woman, she has a chazaka that she does not see. By a pill, she has a chazaka that she will see at certain times, if she has established it in that way. She takes the pill at the same times. Right? I mean, the woman has to see if she has a certain amount of time after she stops, maybe she starts taking the placebo pill, and she always sees within 48 hours, within whatever, so that she can, that's a veses for a davar chitzoni, which we'll talk a little bit about today. But again, there are many different halachic issues that come up with that. How do we determine a woman who establishes a vest based on a pill? Got to ask your local posek, is she... does she have to be choshesh for other vestos? What if she always has a certain, she sees whenever she starts taking a certain pill, you know, 30 hours after she starts taking the placebo pill. So maybe she doesn't have to be choshesh for any of the other vestos, because she's established a vestos aguf, a vestos for a certain activity. Okay, so that is a good question, but it's kind of the opposite question of what we're dealing with. Good. Says the Gemara, two dots. Amma amru daya shaita. The Mishnah had said, back in the Mishnah of Zayin Mabez, that was the last Mishnah we discussed, when do we say, by these women discussed in the Mishnah, Daya Shaita, let's say according to Rabbi Eliezer, it was the four women involved, we say Daya Shaita by the first Re'iyah. She has a first Re'iyah, we say, wow, she's not supposed to see, Daya Shaita. But if she has a second Re'iyah, then we say, okay, she's finished. So she's no longer in this chazaka. So she's betayim me'eis la'eis from that second re'iyah. And if the first re'iyah was ba'ones, says the Mishnah, that even the second Riyah would be Daishaito, because that first Riyah, you can't be Mitztarif, those two Riyos. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Ah Kulhu. Rav says that when do we say that after one Riyah, so then she's back to losing her status of Chazaka, and therefore if she has a second Riyah, if she has a third Riyah, then we treat her like a regular woman, and we say, Me'es La'es, that applies to all of the women in the Mishnah. All the women in the Mishnah can lose their status of Mesulekes Damim. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no. Lo Shanu, meaning according to Rav, even if a woman is pregnant, if a woman is pregnant and she has a second Re'iyah, so what that she's pregnant? She had a second Re'iyah, she's no longer Mesulekes Damim in the eyes of Halacha, or Me'nekes. That she does Rav. Shmuel says, no. Shmuel Amar, Lo Shanu, Ela Besula V'Zakena. No, by two of the women, by a Besula, where she, remember, Besula here means Besula's Damim. She's Loigiyas Manalero, she's very young. So there we could say, if she has a second Re'iyah, oh, it must be this woman is just precocious. She's just early. Or is a Kena. If she has a second Re'iyah, wow, I guess she didn't hit menopause. I guess she's going back to seeing. Those two can be uprooted. Aval, Mu'uberes U'minika. But by a pregnant woman, by a nursing woman, she's pregnant. She's nursing. So what if she sees a second time or a third time? We still say Dayan Kol Yemei Iburan, Dayan Kol Yemei Menikusan. Still, her entire time of Ibur or Hanaka, we are going to say Dayan Shaitan. That is the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Not only is it a Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, it's a Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. V'chein Amar Reshim Min Lakish Akulhu. Reish Lakish Paskins like Rav. V'reb Yochanan Amar Lo Shanu Ela Psula v'zakena ava muberes u'minika dayan kol yimei ibur and dayan kol yimei minikusan. And we assume, even though she had two re'iyos, three re'iyos, they were just derech mikra. They weren't real re'iyos. They weren't established in any type of vest. Not only that, but kitanoi. It's really a machlokes tanoim. Not only a machlokes early amoraim, mid amoraim, but even tanoim. Kitanoi muberes u'minika shahayu shofoz dam uba'oz. Right, a woman, one of these women, Muberes Aminika, that's having Rios of Dam. She's being Shofaz Dam, flowing out. Dayan Kol Yimei Iburan, Dayan Kol Yimei Minikusan, Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir and Rav and, Rabbi Meir is the more Makel opinion. Rabbi Meir holds like Shmuel, and Rabbi Meir is the source of the Shita of Reb Yochanan. Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Omrim. No, lo Amri, Ela Dayan Shaita, Ela Bria Rishona. Ava Bishniya, Metama Me'es Leis, V'Bikita L'Bikita. Good. Okay, next, V'Brasa Rishona V'Chulu. The Mishnah said, if the first Re'iyah was Ba'ones, so then the second Re'iyah is not called the second Re'iyah to be Metama Me'es Leis, the second Re'iyah counts as the first Re'iyah. Because the first Re'iyah was Ba'ones, so the second Re'iyah is the first Re'iyah in establishing her to lose her status, it'll be the third Re'iyah. That would be Metame Me'es Leis. So we're about to have a new topic relating to Vestos L'Kfitzos. So this is going to come up really later in the Masechta, but this first section comes up here. What does this mean? As we mentioned, usual Vestos are connected purely to a certain day. Certain day. A woman could have a vest, a cycle, which is totally on the Hebrew calendar, which itself is an amazing Hashkafic idea. That a woman's body is connected to the Jewish calendar. Well, we find that there are certain areas in, other areas in Halacha, where we have the case we're going to have later on. This is Yerushalmi, I think, in the Darim, that Tosfos quotes, that the Shach quotes in Hilchos Nida, that a woman, we know in Halacha, a woman is under 3 years old, we assume that she's in the status of Besula HaChozrin. Let's say she's injured in a certain way, that the Besulim would come back if it's less than 3 years old. But after 3 years old, it wouldn't grow back. What happens if a woman gets injured and she's already 3 years old? She's already 3 years old. But all of a sudden, Beis Din decides, we got to be Ma'abed Hashana. We're going to add on another month to the year. We're going to add on another Adar. So all of a sudden, she is not 3 years old anymore. So the halacha is Besuleh HaChozrin. The Shach quotes, Besuleh HaChozrin. How could that be? So the Shach quotes this in the beginning of Kuf Pei Tes in the context of Vest HaChodesh. How could you have a woman who's every fourth of every month is going to see just because it happened 3 times? The answer is yes. Sometimes the Jewish calendar could be koveya certain realities on a certain metaphysical level. So you can have Vestas that are totally on days of the month. You can have Vestas totally on the interval. A woman has a certain interval every month. She has a 28-day interval, a 32-day interval. You could have women that have no vest, which are most women, Mizman Hazeh. There's no specific vest. But the Gemara is Machadish right now. You could also have a woman who has a vest not only connected to days, but also connected to a certain activity. Whenever a woman is involved in a certain activity, so then that brings on the vest. Which, by the way, I mentioned a couple of days ago that we're going to have later on again on Daf Lamed Tes, Charada. We had the case of Machbo, comparing it to pregnancy. As I mentioned, the stira in the sources, whether Hachba removes, right, we had by our case that being Machbo, being scared and petrified, removes Nidus, could delay it, or we had by Vitzchalcha Malka Mod, by Esther Amalka. So, Baruch Hashem, I got an email by one of our OB listeners who said, really, it could do both. Sometimes Pachad could remove and delay it, and sometimes Pachad could bring it on. It could bring on the onset. So, depending on by Esther, it brought it on. We're going to have other. That's a very straightforward answer, simple answer. We're going to have what the Rishonim say, but that could be the simplest answer that it could do both. But here, too, we have examples where there's a certain activity that could bring it on. We're going to have later on not just activities that could bring it on, but what's called Vestos Haguf, by a certain siman of a woman's body, that she gets a certain feeling, she does something, she has extra gas, whatever the case may be, those also could be vestos haguf. That's not exactly what we're about to talk about. Those are reflections. Those are simanim. Or sometimes it could be a simon even beforehand. The woman knows, right, when this occurs, that means within the next couple of hours, it's going to happen, a certain feeling she gets, or she gets headaches, or she gets, whatever the case may be. If there's no specific moment in time, there are many women that start not feeling well before their period. But unless it's that, oh, whatever she gets this, 4 hours later, boom, it happens, that's not going to establish a vest aguf. That's just a general. She knows it's going to occur. But to establish a vest, it's got to be a specific time right after. So what we're about to talk about is a woman jumping. You could substitute in exercise. Let's say a woman always sees after she exercises. She exercises, she always sees. What is this Mishnah doing here? What is this Gemara doing here? So the Nitziv notes in the Merome Sadeh, because we just spoke about Ones in the Mishnah, that if you have a Re'iyah mitoch Ones, it does not count as a regular Re'iyah, but says the Nitziv, there are examples where external forces can bring on an onset. So that's what he says. Kashali, my shaita, the din vestas lakan. What is this doing here? V'nir di'esh lachkar, b'roa machmas Ones. When you have a re'iya machmas ones, do we go back and we think, it occurred earlier? Do we say, no, the ones occurred right now, so therefore, we only have to be worried about it right now. So he says, I'll prove it to you. Our Mishnah says, our Mishnah said that once she has one re'iyah after being chazaka musulekes, then the second one is meis la'eis, but the first re'iyah is miyotoch ones, then the second one is dayashaita. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that a sieve doesn't talk about what if the second re'iyah is also mitoch ones, or it's not mitoch ones. Does it make a difference? The Mishnah says that the first one was mitoch ones, the second re'iyah is dayashaita, period. Does it make a difference what you saw the second Riyah through? Mashma bein rasa b'shniya b'li ones, b'sha rasa b'ones. You always say, dayashaita. What do you mean? What if she starts having a couple of onsim in a row? They're all going to be dayashaita. The answer is, it must be. It must be whenever there's a Riyah b'ones, it is dayashaita. And that's why, mishamachi hevi asugya chakira zulakan, kedei levar mishnasenu. That's why our Mishnah is brought, because the Vesas Lakfitzos, as we're about to talk about, expands on that idea. That you're always going to say dayashaita, according to the Nisiv, by your Riyah mitoch ones. Okay. Says the Mishnah now. Vimrasa rishona v'chulu. And now the Gemara comments on it. Amar Rav Huna. Kafsa varasa. As we said yesterday, in terms of vestos, we paskin like Rishon Gamliel, you need three to establish a vest. A woman three times jumps and sees. Let's assume for now, she did not jump any time in the middle and not see. 3 times in a row, 3 months in a row she exercised, only once a month she exercises, and right when she exercised, she had a re'iyah. Kavala vestos, so that's kovea vestos. So limai, what does this mean? Let's do the Gemara, and then we'll see at the end, major machlokas rishon in what we paskin. Ilei mali yamim. Are we talking about if a woman jumps 3 times, she could be kovaas a vest, just the days, and the jumping had nothing to do with it. So ha koyoma de lo kavets, lo chazi. But what do you mean? Every day that she doesn't jump, she won't see. So how can you say, if she jumped it, she caused the vest, how can you say, really, forget the jumping, it's the day? But what do you mean? Every day that she doesn't jump, she shouldn't be subject to the vest. So, elo lekvitzos. So what must Rav Huna mean? Kavel aves. It must mean it means you could be kavel aves for jumping. She jumped three times, and she saw every time, so the next time she jumps, she has to be worried. Meaning what? If she doesn't check after she jumped that fourth time, we have to assume there was dam and it got lost, that she's tamea anyway. That's the serious chash. So Gemara says, but how does that work? How can Rav Huna say that you're kovei lekvitzos? Vatanya, kol shetikvena machmas onates, if you ever koveya based on an external force, an onates, afilu kama pa'amim lo kava vases. How could Rav Huna say that you're kovei aveses? The Brisa says that ones, you're not kovei aveset. So there has to be some type of distinction between Rav Huna and the Brisa. So, my love lakova vestas klal, doesn't the Brisa mean there's no such thing as a vest including ones? So it's a kash on Rav Huna. Lo, lakova vestas liyamim luchudayu, ulakvitzas luchudayu. What it means is that you cannot be kovea a vest for one or the other by themselves in this circumstance. But in this circumstance, where she jumps on certain days of the month, and she has a riyah after that, she has what's called a veset hamurkav. She has a composite vest, two ingredients. She needs the day, and she needs the jumping, and she needs the ones. Okay, so that's what the Brisa is talking about. The Brisa says a case where if a woman does both things, she's only kovei aves for both, not just one of them, because they both came up. Rav Huna is talking about a case where she didn't jump on the specific days. She just jumped three times in the month. And Rav Huna says, for that, you can just be kovei for kvitzos. The Brisa is talking about a case where you happen to jump all on the fourth day of the month. So in that case, you're not koveya for the day separately, you're only koveya for kfitzas and yamim together of vest hamurkav. Let's just continue and then we'll talk about the halacha. The Gemara says, liyamim luchudayu pshita. What do you mean? For days, what does the Brisa mean? That in this circumstance, wouldn't it be koveya just for days? That's obvious. She only had it after she jumped. So there must be some other type of chiddush here. So the Gemara says, Amar Vashi, this is the chiddush. Kigo the kafitz b'chad b'shabes, v'chazoi. She jumped on Sunday and she saw. And a month later she jumped on Sunday, or even the following. I want to say the following. She didn't have a Sunday without it. Let's say, it doesn't matter for our purposes, you'll see why. And she jumped on a Sunday and she saw. The Ubis Shabbos. And then the next time she jumped on Shabbos. Velo Chazoy, she didn't see. Ulachad b'Shabbos Chazoy below Kvitza. And then on that Sunday she sees without Kvitza. So, you might say, you might say, oh, you see now that it's really a Sunday vest, not a jumping vest, because she saw on three Sundays, and the third Sunday she didn't have a kvitza with it. No, she jumped yesterday. So it was delayed a couple of hours. But she jumped yesterday. And that's the case of the Brisa means it's really both. The only reason it was delayed is because you need Sunday also. You need jumping and Sunday. But the jumping could take place the day before. So this is the case that the Brisa is referring to, that you need both. As a vest, hamurkav, likfitzos, uliyamim. Or, lishnachrit, a different version of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says this case. Kafsa beforehand, Rav Huna just said kavala vest. And we said, what does that mean? And we ended up saying lamaskana, that it means just lekvitzos. Says Rav Huda, kafsa varasa, kavala vest liyamim velo lekvitzos. Rav Huda says explicitly the opposite of what we thought. Rav Huda says if a woman jumps three times and sees, she kovea vestas for days. So Gemara says, hechidami, what's the case of Rav Huna? Seems to be explicitly not that way. She jumped three times. So Amar Ravashi, this is the case that Rav Huda is referring to. To kafitz b'chad b'shabes v'chazoi. She jumped on Sunday and she saw. And then on Sunday and she saw. And then the third time she didn't jump at all. Ulachad b'Shabbos, skip the parentheses. Ulachad b'Shabbos, kasoy, below kvitza. And on the third Sunday, there was no jumping and she just sees. So there, the husband, like Milsal, the Omo, the Kakarim. So there's clearly that it's Sunday, because she saw three Sundays, and this third time was without jumping. So therefore we could say, we can now attribute it to the day and not to the jumping. Okay? Stop there. So again, the Nitziv explained, what is this doing here? Because it relates to the line of Ones in our Mishnah.
Even though we're going to say Kafsa three times?
Even though the Lashon of Rav Huna, number two?
Yeah.
The Lashon Achrina?
Says Kafsa three times.
Right? She says Kafsa, right. Kafsa Varasa, Kafsa Varasa. Kafsa Varasa, right. So we're interpreting it that, you know, that he doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that you actually saw three times. Right, does Rashi work out? Or if somebody works out, they have to, right, he doesn't mean that she actually saw three times. That's the Chiddush. That's why you have this other Gersa here trying to work out. I mean, the Gra and others take out that Gersa. Okay, so what are we paskin? What are we paskin about Vestas Lekvitzas or not? Major Machlokas Rishonim. Lumaskana. Can a woman ever be Koveya Vest just for Kvitzos? Right, is that possible? That is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether a woman can be Koveya. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says no. A woman is not Koveya Vest is just for Kvitzos. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Tes. As we said, this is the simon about Vestos in Sif Yud Zayin. Koves shenikva machmas ones af kagotcha kafsa varasa afilu rasa bo kame pa'amim, even if she sees many times im lo kava osan liya. Well, let's skip the Rama for now. Koves shenikva machmas ones afilu rasa bo kame pa'amim eino vest shemipnei ha ones rasa. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Kafsa varasa, kafsa varasa, kava la vest liyamim below kvitzos. Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rishonim, Achlok Rishonim, had on the Seder Maskana here. There's no such thing as a plain Kfitzas vest. Cut Ketzar Kafsa Becha B'Shabbos V'Ras Adam. Ulachar Chaf Yom Kafsa Becha B'Shabbos V'Ras Adam. Ulachar Yutes Yom Kafsa B'Yom HaShabbos V'Ras Adam. Yom HaShabbos V'Ras Adam. Ulachar Shabbos V'Ras Adam. Below Kfitza. Ketzar Gemara brings up, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The first two Sundays she jumped. The third Sunday she jumped on Shabbos. And she didn't. And she saw on Sunday. Or Hari Nikva Be'echad B'Shabbos Acher Chaf Shrei Nodesh Hayom Garam Lo V'Lo Kvitza Kfar Nikva Yom Zeh Gimel Pamim V'Chei Kol Koveyos Se'Mazeh. So if she was Koveya for she jumped on a Yom Yadua, then you could have possibly Vest Amorkav, but a plain Vest Kvitzas you don't have. The Rama in the middle added in a few lines where he points out that you are at least Choshesh. The Rama says, "Kol v'ashenikva b'achmas ones, go shakafsa v'rasa, afilu rasa bo kame pa'amim." Now the Rama talks, "Im lo kava osan la yamim, eino vest." He adds that in, but the Rama is choshesh like the Balamor, like the Rashba, that there can be a vest of kfisas lachud. Right? So this is the this is a machlokes rishonim. What about if it's if you look in the Achronim? The Achronim try to wonder why can't there be a vest for kfisas lavad? That was a pretty logical that if she just has a re'iyah le'kvitza, you know, it's three times. So the Achronim gives different suggestions. The Ritva's Lashonir is just that. Ones eino koveya veses. The Kazab of Veses doesn't apply to onsen. The Kazab of Ves only applies to non-onsen. What does that mean? So the Achronim explain. The Lechem Asimul explains. It's a svara. Ones is a mikra. It's an occurrence. The whole concept of vestos is what we assume is the natural tendency of this woman's re'iyah. Natural means from within. The concept of vestos is only from within. That's why those Rishonim say, who argue, even though it sounds good, three times? No! It could be 10 times. Vapir Husha Veskavua Novea Mapas Dvarm Tivim. Da Teva Gorim Lahergal Kavua. Aval Kvitsava Dome, Shaim Dvarm Tivim, Ainam Garmim Lahergal Shokvias Vest. And even though it sounds like it should, that is what the Achronim say. Interesting machlokas. What about, let's say, according to those Rishonim that say that, or even not, what about if you get a vest as morkav or a vest plate, what about what about eating something spicy? A davar charif. Could that cause something, some type of vest? Davar charif. So that is also a machlokas here in the Balamar and the Ramban in Os Chafei. Os Chafei, says the Balamor, v'nirem idvarav, shezek kol gadol la'achilos v'lekvitzos, sh'an ein ha'kovos la'olam elo b'yamim v'kvitzos, inami b'yamim u'ba'achilos, v'anu ein lanu kein, d'lo ikri ones elo kvitza bilvad. Says the Balamor, eating something sharp, come on, that's not ones. He says, if you want to say it'll be a murkav, no, jumping is good. Why v'chayotze ba, kol davar she'ina ose osa midaita ela al karcha. He's machalik, jumping, that bal karcha then causes it. Aval achilas shum ubatzel shu ma'achal taiva, v'chol davar shehu ose osa midaita lahana asa, ein ze nikra ones. He's machalik between two external forces. He says eating is not going to cause it, while So, because that's more in her control. It's still not in her control to have the re'iyah. But he says that's not more in her control. Masha'eki, when it comes to kfisos, that is not in her control, and that would cause it. Okay, that's his, again, machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. Okay, we continue now. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Even though we said Dayashaita in the previous Mishnah, that the four women, or who is this talking about, I should say? It's really a machlokas, we showed him. Who are you referring to? As Rashi just says, a woman who has a vest. A woman who has a vest, we say Dayashaita. Tosfos, both on Yud Amabez and on Yud Aleph Amabez. Yud Aleph Amabez is the clearer one. Yud Aleph Amabez, I'm turning over the daft. On Amid Beis, it has the Tosfos referring to our Mishnah. Tosfos says that our Mishnah is referring to the four women from before. That are with Dayashaita. Okay, let's go with that. Ava Bishar with Dayashaita, even though we said Dayashaita, and therefore if she sees Dam, you don't have to assume it was there before, but still, Tzricha Lios Bodekes. She still has to do Bidikos. She still has to do internal exams. Every Rashi says, every morning and every evening, Chutz Min Hanida V'Hayosheves Al Dam Tohar. Except for Anida. Why? Because we assume by these people, it won't make a difference. Anida is tummy anyway. V'yoshevas al dam tohar, and also 33 and 66, she's going to be tar anyway, no matter what. So therefore, a woman in that situation does not have to check. Pashtus, Rashi says here, Rashi's going to say later on also in the Mishnah, this is in the world of Taros. In the world of Taros, she has to check because we don't want to ruin as little Taurus and Truma as possible. And therefore, in those days, as we mentioned yesterday, there was a lot more Bedikas going on. That's the Mishnah. V'amishamesh is be'edim, and also a woman, again, we'll talk to this later as well, a woman who is with her husband is mishamesh is be'edim. Even though Rashi says she has a vest, she still has to be mishamesh with Edim, with internal checks before and after the Bia, chutz bi Yosheves al dam tohar, except for, again, a Yosheves al dam tohar, right, Anita is not mentioned because she's not with her husband, Yosheves al dam tohar, u besula, shedameh tahorim, or besula, who never saw before, shedameh tahorim, these types of women, their dam is going to be tar anyway, so therefore she doesn't have to check. U pamayim sri chal yaspodekas, and these women who have to do the checks, check twice, shachris u ben ashmashas, morning and evening. Morning, again, to see what she's going to touch that day. And just to save what occurred, what she touched during the day. And whenever she's going to be with her husband. Yisera, we'll talk about this more in a minute. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Yisera, Saler, Kahanos, Eishas, Kohanim, have one extra one. Shabashashi, Eno, Chals, Petruma. Whenever they're about to eat Truma, they also do a Bedika. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afisha, Avarta, Milecha, Betruma. Also, when they finished eating Truma, we had that earlier in the Masechta once, why after eating Truma, she has to do this. But either way, this is imagine a society where there are a lot more Bedikas. Bizvan Hazeh, generally, the halachic consensus, and we try to do as little Bedikas as we need to do. We have to do Bedikas whatever we do, but we don't want to cause irritation. We don't want to do extra Bedikas, because Bedikas, if you don't have to do a Bedika, we do not want a woman to do a Bedika, because remember, Bedikas are in the world of Daraisas. Bedikas are not Ksamim. Ksamim and Darabanan. Bedikos are Daraisa. Why are Bedikas Daraisa? We mentioned back on Dav Gimel, that by a Bedika, we're worried that there was a masked Targasha when she does a Bedika. That's why Bedika is not in the world of Ksamim, which is Drabanim with all the Tlios, but it's in the world of Daraisa. So that's why, if a woman doesn't have to do a Bedika, we don't tell her to do a Bedika, we tell her not to do a Bedika. But this is in the world of Taurus, this Mishnah is applying that she's doing all these Bedikas, Bishas Tashmish, and Bishah every morning and every evening. Yeah. Psula's psula. And psula, right? If she's a psula, okay. Meaning you say this is not the psula that we had before. Okay, right? Yes, psula should debat tahorin. Right? Rashi adds in the debat tahorin explains by referring to what we had also yesterday that she has a certain time. Right? I misspoke. This psula. This is about dam psula. Good. Two ha'aris. That is one has come up already, but let me just read it. Rashi here says lataris. Many rishonim say that the concept of doing bedikos every day. Two Bedikas every day is only Lataris. The Ramban and his Talmidim and other Rishonim say that Bizman Hazeh, for a woman, just Labayla, Shivanikiyim, only one Bedika. That's what many Rishonim say. And the Shulchan Aruch even quotes the more Makel Shita, and we don't rely on this Lachatchila, Bidiyevid and circumstances, 1 in 7 Bidiyevid, Day one of day seven, or even once through the day one of day seven. We really don't hold like that one, but interestingly, it's quoted as a day in Shulchan Aruch. But we generally do not rely on that at all. One and seven, we might go down to, but the Shulchan Aruch L'chanchila is twice a day. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get that from? He gets that from the Smag and the Smak and others who say that even though it sounds like this Mishnah is Lataris, but we extend it to Labaila. How do we extend to Labaila? That's the Bach. The Bach right here in Kuf Tzadik Vav. Yeah, the Bach says a big Chiddush. When do we say and he tries to make Shalom between all the Rishonim. When do all the Rishonim say that you need two Bedikas a day, only Lataris, but not Labaila? That's only when she's Tahora. When she has a cheskas tara, so then, says the Bach, you don't need two bedikas a day. After she went to the mikvah. Dafka lachar shetavla, sheri becheskas tara labayla. But during Shimon Akiyim, she's becheskas tmeya, so yichu bedika pamayim, shachris v'arvis. Shachris lotzimi di safik, maybe she saw it during the night, and at night, maybe she saw it during the day. That's a huge chiddush of the Bach, doesn't sound that way. Bizman hazeh, who's doing bedikas becheskas tara anyway? So I don't see what the Bach's talking about. But this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, it doesn't, obviously it was before the Bach, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Rishonim that are more machmir that say two bedikas a day. But there are many circumstances that if a woman needs to do less than that, yish b'yam alismoch, because many Rishonim say once a day l'chadchil even. Any other day, the Ber HaGola on Shulchan Aruch points us out. Ber HaGola, we have to move, but the Ber HaGola there in Kuf Tzadik Vav Siv Dalid, the Ber HaGola points out this, the Ber HaGola points us out, let me just find it now. Okay, I'm not going to read it now. But look in the Ber HaGola there in Kuf Tzadik Vav, he quotes this machlokas we shown him from the tour. Mi mishnah shamda samaches el b'diavad el hadchilas shri chabdika kol yom kakaz v'arash tosus. Anyway, look there here it is. Os test the beragola. The lo amru el taurus. Who did b'makam shatzricha design a kiyum da b'cheskas tamei kamal the taurus l'shartov. He quotes the little Rishonim here. The beragola here, uncharacteristically, not just quoting sources, but quoting a little lumdus. Okay, let's continue. Yeah. Okay, fine. You mentioned it. I'll go into it. Here, the Mishnah says the second bedika is ben hashmashas. What exactly does that mean? So, ben hashmashas, we assume, means not actually ben hashmashas. The Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes, when he's supposed to do the bedikas, he quotes the lashon of samuch lo ben hashmashos. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. As we know, bedikas are supposed to be done, hefsek tara, bedikas are done before shkia. Before Shkia, the language is, so here, Ben Hashmashos doesn't mean literally Ben Hashmashos, it must mean Samuch LeBen Hashmashos, before Ben Hashmashos. What about B'diavad?
It's possible for Taharis.
Is it possible for Taharis to be later? Could be. But then,
because you need it for the next day, is it?
Could it be? Maybe, okay. Could be Lataharis. There might be a reason to do it, to establish it. But again, Ben Hashmashos is something up, something Lila. It might be something, it might be Yom still. So I don't know if it would help, but it could be that Taurus is different. But at least Lamaisa, when we talk about Ben Hashmashos, we mean Samach LeBen Hashmashos. What about B'di'eved? What about B'di'eved if a woman mishkia? So what do you say? So some poskim say, tough, wait for the next day. Rav Sternbach writes in the Shuva, and the other poskim say, shkia, shkia. What can you do? B'di'eved, there's a famous shita of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's 9 minutes. Where does he get 9 minutes from? So that relates to Rav Moshe's general Rabbeinu Tam Shuva. Rav Moshe says that Rabbeinu Tam for American time is not 72 minutes, it's 50 minutes. So 50 minutes is 4 mil, according to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's Rabbeinu Tam. You split 50 minutes into 4 mil, 3/4 of a mil is Ben Hashmashos. So 3/4 of a mil is 9 minutes. Right, every mil is 12 and a half. So 9 minutes is 3/4 of a mil. So Rav Moshe is Mekel for Shalosh Shudas, for other things, for 9 minutes, because that's Vada Yom according to Rabbeinu Tam, and that's Suffolk Yom even according to the Gaonim, to others. Anyway, but that's Rav Moshe's Svara. But Rabbi Forrest quotes that he spoke to Rav David Feinstein, and Rav David said that his father only said 9 minutes, B'Shas Atcha Gadol. Wasn't stabby. Oh, you always have 9 minutes. Shas Atcha Gadol, he said, you could use it. But generally, a woman shouldn't. Shkia is Shkia. Rav Avad Yosef says you have a 12 and a half, 13 minutes, more other coolers. But again, this is a big issue. One should ask their local posting. Okay. That's your Beit HaShemashos answer. Says the Gemara. Weiter. Chutz ben Anida. So the Mishnah says that Anida doesn't have to check. Why? To betochi the way he do so, lo by bedika. She doesn't need it. But 1 second, says the Gemara. We know there's a machlokas that we're about to quote. Could a woman ever establish a vest based on her days of nida? Let's say she became a nida, and then during her days of nida, she's a nida automatically for 7 days. So 4 days after she became a nida, she sees again. So the Gemara is assuming that doesn't make a difference because doesn't matter, no badika is needed. Or the days of ziva, if she's counting the days of ziva. So the Gemara sounds like she does not have to check. So, Hani, Chal Rav Shimon Lakish, this works according to Rish Lakish, Da'amar, Isha Kavas Laves Betoch Yimei Zivasav, Isha Kavas Laves Betoch Yimei Nidusav, Shapir. The Mishnah makes sense according to Rish Lakish, who says that a woman cannot establish a vest based on a Re'iyah she has during her days of Nida. Fine, that's why she doesn't have to check. During their days of Ziva, fine, but during the days of Nida, not. El Rabbi Yochanan to Amar, Isha Kavas Laves Betoch Yimei Nidusav. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says a woman can establish during her days of Nidus, so Tivdok, Dilma Kavala Vest. Maybe she should have to check because maybe she's going to be Koveya Vest based on the Re'iyah. Maybe the first Re'iyah, the second Re'iyah are going to be during her days of Nida. So I'm like Rabbi Yochanan, no. Rabbi Gemara said, no. Ki Amina Ana. When does Rabbi Yochanan say that a woman could be Koveya Vest during her days of Nida? Hecha de Chazisa Mimayan Sasum. When she sees from a closed Mayan. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Let's say she saw on Rosh Chodesh, and then she saw on Rosh Chodesh, and then she saw on the 25th of the Chodesh, and it continues into the third Rosh Chodesh. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says, she established, because the first two were coming from Ma'ayan Satum. She wasn't a Nida at the before those days. So that's where she's Koveya. Aval chasisi mimayam pasuach lo amri. But let's say it was the opposite. Let's say the first Riyah she had was on the 25th and it went until Rosh Chodesh, and then it was Rosh Chodesh. That, Rabbi Yochanan would say, is not Nikva. She doesn't Koveya in the days of Nida, because there the first one was mayam pasuach. That one doesn't count. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about according to Rabbi Yochanan. So different cases. Rabbi Yochanan would say, our Mishnah is talking about a case of mayam pasuach, and he's talking about a case of mayam satum. Period. Next, Vayoshev Asal Dam Tawar. The Mishnah said also, a woman who was a Dam Tawar during the 33 days after a boy and 66 after a girl, those Dam Tawar, also, she does not have to do checks. Kasalka Daitach, Mivakeshes Leishev Al Dam Tawar. We assume in the Havamini here, it's not Stam a woman in the middle of Dam Tawar, because that's obvious. That's obvious, she's all tar. We assume what the Mishnah means is a woman who finished her 7 or 14 days of Tumah respectively. And she's about to start her Dam Tohar. That's what we assume the Mishnah's talking about. And the Mishnah's telling me that you don't have to check after the 7. It's automatic. So that's a machlokas. Ha nicha l'rav d'amar ma'ayan echad hu. This works well according to Rav, who later on we're going to have, says, dam tame and dam tar come from the same source in a woman's body. What's called ma'ayan echad hu. We're not talking about biologically here. We're talking about halachically. We could view dam tame and dam tar as the same source, and therefore, it doesn't even matter if the woman does not stop for a second between day 7 and 8. HaTorah Timasa VaTorah Tiharto Shapir. So according to Rab, no problem. We understand why a woman going from 7 to 8 or 14 to 15 does not have to check. Because it doesn't matter. Even if she doesn't stop flowing, it's still Tahar. Elo Lelevi to Amar Shnei Mayanos Heim. But according to Levi, who says, really there's two sources and she has to have a break in between. So Tivdok, she should have to check. Because according to Levi, if a woman sees from day 7 and it continues till day 8, until she stops, that's Dam Tameh. So therefore, she should have to check. Tivdok. Dilma akati lo pasak. Hahu mayan tame. Maybe the mayan tame didn't stop yet. So according to Levi, she should have to check. What, if it's still coming out, how can you say it automatically changes? So amalecha Levi, hamani beishamahi. The amri mayan echadu. Levi says, you're right. I hold two mayanos. But beishamai holds mayan echad. So you know what? The mission is going like beishamai. Says the Gemara. Sazam latanaka beishamai. How can we say that? The Mishnah is so like Beishamai, and remember, Beishamai is not just any rejected Shita. Beishamai b'makom beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. And Rabbi Tarfon in Maseches Brachos, you know, almost lost his life because he went like Beishamai. And the Mesul Sisharim in Perek Chaf writes that following Beishamai is a danger of Nasu Kishtei Toros. And he's the only rejected opinion that was through a Baskol. We always, right, the Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel. So Gemara says, no problem. Stam rakagach machlokesu. This is a stam, but later on we're going to have a machlokes. V'kol stam rakagach machlokes, yin alocha kestam. As long as we have a machlokes later on, after a stam mishnah, then there's no problem being like Beishamai. Because we know we're not going to pass like it anyway, because the machlokes comes up later. Okay, that is all. Pshat number one. What is the Mishnah mean by Yosheves? Mivakeshes leishev. V'bayaseima, miktani mevakeshes leishev. Yosheves tani. No, we're talking about mamish, a woman in the middle of her damta, or you may tohar. So, e Yosheves, by lebeimer. Then what's the chiddush then? Obviously, everything that comes out is tahora. So, no. Ma'od, teima, tivdok. You're right, it's tar for now, but maybe you would have thought she should check. Zil dilma kavala vest. Maybe this will be important to know for in 2 months from now. Right, not that this is going to make her tummy now, but maybe it's going to be important for kfias vestas. Kamash mala no to mayan tahar the mayan tummy lo kava. No, you cannot use mayan tahar yidam tahar to establish a vest. So the Gemara says, "Hani chala Levi davar shei mayanos same." Now the opposite. This works well according to Levi that a mayan tahar and a mayan tummy can't establish for each other because it's two mayanos. El Rav davar mayan echadu, but according to Rav, who says it's the same source, so what's the difference? Tivdok tiba kavala vest. According to Rav, it's the same source. Why shouldn't a woman have to be worried during her Yemei Tohar? Because it's the same source, and in 2 months from now, when she's not in Yemei Tohar anymore, it'll make a difference. So Gemara says, no, afilu hachi, mimei tara li mei tuma lo kava. Forget the mayanos. Yemei, during her days of Tara, she's not kovei a vest. Period. Even according to Rav. Good. Umeshabesh is me'edem v'chulu. We continue now. The Mishnah started talking about bedikos that are done before and after Bia. So we got to talk about Bizman Azeh. We generally haven't heard of these because these were just Lataros. We'll have to get to later on in the Masechta the sugya called establishing a woman as not a Roa Machvas Tashmish, Ramat. That'll come up at the Shema later. So Tanan Hasam. So the Mishnah says later on, Tinoka Shlogi Azman Aliros Vinisais, a girl who's a Psula, who hasn't seen Dam yet, or actually not. We're talking about regular Dam Sulam here. Shalom Yizman Aliros. But the Mishnah specifically talked about a case where Shalom Yizman, and then she gets married. How long do we give her to attribute the Dam to Dam Besulim? Hymenal blood and not uterine blood. So, Beishami Omrim Nosan La Arba Lelos. Beishami says 4 nights. So, Beisela Omrim Achetich Yamaka. Until the Maka is healed. Meaning, as long as she's bleeding straight, we assume that it is from the wound. Amr of Gidol Amr Shmuel. Lo Shanu. Ela shalom paska machmas tashmish, v'rasa shalom machmas tashmish. When do we say this is true? That you always go by the, as long as she's bleeding from the wound, she does not have to be worried that it's damnida. As long as every time she had tashmish, she bled. And then, v'rasa shalom machmas tashmish. And then she would see shalom machmas tashmish, then we can attribute that to the wound. Aval, paska machmas tashmish, v'rasa tmeya. If there was one bia that she didn't see from, and then after she saw without a tashmish, then she's tameya. Because obviously she didn't see with the tashmish, so then we assume it's no longer from the wound. Over laila achas below tashmish, virasa, or let's say there was one night that she wasn't with her husband, and the next day she sees tameya also. Because we assume that if it's not constant, it's only going to start bleeding again after a maisabia the following day. But if there wasn't a maisabia, and that she saw anyway the next day, we assume this is not from the wound, and it is uterine dam. Nishtanu mara damim shala tameya. If she has a re'ia, which is a different color than the wound blood that she saw, then she is tamei also. We had this a couple of days ago with the Ksamim discussion. So Matzah Rav Yonah. So Rav Yonah asked from our Mishnah, Ubisula shetabet tahorim. A Bisula doesn't have to check because her dam is tar. So amai, teshavish be'etim, to dominish tanamara damim shalah. What do you mean? We know if the color changed, that she is tamei. So even a Bisula should have to check to see if the color changed. So amai Rava, no. Look at the first line of our Mishnah. The first line says only those two women don't need Aval Besula Shadabatarim by Bedika, but a Besula who Dabatarim needs a Bedika. So Kasha Resha the Sefer. The first line of a Mishnah is Mashma that a Besula does not need. The next line says a Besula does need. So Ela Kasha Dadi. So we have a Kasha within our Mishnah itself. Forget the Sira from the next Mishnah. So Kasha Shimsha De'ema Shamish Achran Kamshalo Shimsha. If she was with her husband, there's no point in checking. Because we assume that either the Shechva Zera or just the Aver HaZachar might have affected the color of the Dam. And that's where our Mishnah says there's no need to check. That discussion later on, right, where we might be worried that a Psula having a different color, so there it's because where she was not with her husband, and that's where we might need a check to see if the Dam changed color. Tadina mihachi, b'med rabbi merv shlopas, we also have a similar brisa to the Mishnah just quoted above. B'med rabbi merv shlopas, gam achmas tashmish, v'rosa shlom achmas tashmish. Only if she saw each time she had bia. Aval pas gam achmas tashmish, v'rosa temeya. Or, aval laila achas, below tashmish, v'rosa temeya. Nishadu mara dam shalot temeya. Okay, that's a brisa that supports exactly what the Mishnah says later. Just do a little more. Pe'ami, pa'mayim she tzricha. She needs twice a day. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. This is where many Rishonim get it from. Lo shanu elo l'taris, avo l'bayla mutaris. She has to check only in the world of Taurus. But Labaila, when do we say she has to check every morning and evening? Only l'taris, but Labaila, she's mutar. Rashi says below Badika. Without a Badika. She says the Gemara, one second, Pshita, Shakrasan. It's obvious the Mishnah's talking about Taurus, not Labaila, because it says the morning. What does that mean? Because Rashi says, we're going to have later on also, quotes the Gemara, that generally, Bia does not happen during the day. So of course, what do you mean checking in the morning? So I check in the morning. So obviously we're talking about Taurus. Ela ki itmar asefa itmar. We mean the end of the Mishnah. Ubshashi oversa shavish es besa. When the Brisa says that she has to check what she's about to be with her husband. When do we say that a woman has to check before she has bia? That's only in the world of Taurus. Once she's checking for Taurus, you know what? Might as well check Labaila also. When she's checking, so just add in another check during that time period in history. Aval eina asuka b'taris lo bai b'dika. But when a woman is out of asuka b'taris, she doesn't need b'dika, and that's what we hold. A woman never has to do b'dikos b'shas tashmish. Right? We're not talking about a case where she missed her vest, but a regular case, a woman's going to be with her husband, no b'dikas. B'shas taris, b'shas b'taris, yes, but not generally. Lo bai b'dika. So Gemara says, ma kamash la tanina. Didn't we learn that in the next Mishnah? The Mishnah says in Daf Tezvav, coming up in the next parak, Kol Anasha Becheskas Taras Labalein. All women are Becheskas Tara. A man comes back from a trip, Becheskas Tara. So what's the Chiddush? We know a woman doesn't have to do Bedikas. So Ima Masnisa, no, with just that Mishnah, Hava Amina Hanimi Lebisha Sheish La Vest. I would have thought only by a woman who has a vest. Avol Isha She'ein La Vest by Bedika. But maybe that Mishnah is limited to a woman who has a vest. So, b'shelo b'shas vest, we know she's b'cheskas tara. But if a woman does not have a vest, so then maybe she does need a b'dika. Says the Gemara, minute, v'hamas nisan, but the Mishnah, our Mishnah, b'isha she'ish lo vest askinan. Our Mishnah, Rashi is in dahacha, to make sure we're not confused, says, afapi daya shaita, we know we're talking about all women. So Gemara says, mas nisan, bein she'ish lo vest, bein she'ein lo vest. Our Mishnah, you write, is about both. V'hakamash balan, and our chiddush is, Tiavagav the Ishla vest, even if she has a vest. Migu de bai bidika lataris bai dami bidika labaila. You would have said that a vest doesn't need any bidikas. The answer is no. Once she's checking for taris, she should check labaila also. Two more lines. Vahamar Shmuel chad azimna. Didn't Shmuel say this once already? Vahamar Zera, Amar Abiyava bar Yirmi, Amar Shmuel. Isha Shein la vest, Asur la Shabish Ashatibdok, Vyu Kimna, Biasuka bataris. Didn't we already say that? Chad mechal chaverta itmar. Yeah, he said it once, but then the Talmidim expanded it and just said it again. Period. End of discussion. But again, this is a very important discussion. But Pashtus is a woman does not need Bedikos, Bishas Tashmish at all, except in the world of Taurus. That's what 99% of Rishonim say. There is a Rambam that seems to say otherwise, but we don't pass in that way. No Bedikos possible. What about two Bedikos? Regular Shiv and Akiyams, that's the big discussion of the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach and all of that. Okay, we'll stop here. Beth Hashem, we'll continue, Beth Hashem, with the second parak on Sunday.